Coming up.
Did you enjoy being in the Madison?
No, I didn't.
I enjoyed you being in the I was like, oh, James Bart.
Transphobes are out here to literally tear down anyone that wants to suggest that pronouns are important.
Yeah.
And they will come for you.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Bart and Dan Hudson. Two unlikely friends take on the world.
Right, today I want to talk to you about transphobia, the Mail on Sunday, and an article I wrote called The Importance of Pronouns. Was it called that? Oh God, I don't even know if it was actually called that.
I mean, I would check it, but it's been deleted.
Thanks for that, Dan.
Once we'll never know.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
One of us fancies Tom Daly, the other fancies Keira Knightley.
What's she in?
Love Actually. Have you seen Love Actually?
Yeah, under duress.
I don't know if I've ever really chatted to you about rom-coms. Do you like them?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't really think they're funny.
Why does everything need to be funny?
Well, because it's... What would you think com stands for?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what I was just saying.
You were going on about rom-coms.
No, I wasn't. Why do you always put it on me? Like, I'm going on about rom-coms.
Well, I didn't start going on about rom-coms.
I'm going on about it. I just asked you whether you were into it or not.
I don't know. Probably not. I would say Afterlife is romantic and funny and all sorts of things. So that's where I would get my hit of romance and comedy. But it doesn't have to be in a, I don't know, a rom-com setting, which I almost always don't really vibe with.
I need to watch that, but it feels like it would be really upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's life, isn't it? So it's a reflection of... That's why it's so good, because it's what's actually happening.
I know, but sometimes you've got to protect yourself, haven't you? I've got a friend that hasn't seen It's a Sin, refuses to watch it because he can't deal with the triggeringness of it. And I think that's wrong. I've had a go at him about it because I'm just like, what are you doing? This show is hugely important for our community. And he's like, no.
You said you wouldn't read The Velvet Rage for that reason.
The Velvet Rage has made an appearance in 2022, everybody. Yeah, no, that's not technically true. I've already read a book similar to it that a lot of people recommend alongside it. And I don't have time to read
two books.
Right, this is going to be quite an interesting conversation, actually, because I think Dan... Well, I know Dan has some umbrage, your word, with my use of the English language anyway. But I was asked to write an article about the importance of pronouns for Boots in the UK. It's a big chemist. It's part of the Walgreens Boots Alliance. So if you've got a Walgreens, then it's basically Walgreens in the UK.
What's the Walgreens Boots Alliance?
I have no idea. I've just been doing a lot of research about it since this all happened.
Right.
So
Boots, for anyone not in the UK, it's the kind of place you roll up to get a meal deal.
Yeah.
Also, if you go, there's one right by where I work. If you go on there on 4 o'clock on a Sunday, you get sandwiches for literally that 15 pence.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's that kind of place. It's like CVS, but with sandwiches. By the way, they don't have meal deals in America. It's not a thing.
Oh my God.
So for our American listeners, a meal deal.
I'm so glad you're straight explaining
a meal deal.
Or, well, English explaining. I don't know what the term is.
Well, I think if you said to, in America, can I get a meal deal? People would look at you like lost.
But no one ever asks for a meal deal, do they? You don't walk in and go, can I get a meal deal? It's just a big marketing thing.
But you might say, oh, where's the meal deal?
You might. So explain what a meal deal is.
And in CVS in America, they wouldn't know what that meant.
What is a meal deal, Dan?
It's...
Wait, we need some plinky music here, like a YouTube tutorial.
I mean, the clue's sort of in the title, but...
Is it?
But it's but you buy a sandwich primarily, or like a main part of a meal, like a sandwich, and then you get like crisps and drink, and the price is like $3.69 or something.
Genuinely, you should do this on TikTok. Hi, I'm Dan.
But you can't genuinely, you can't get that in North America.
I can't believe that.
They don't have this kind of stuff.
Meal deals somewhere. They can't have not rhymed meal with deal.
No, but they haven't.
Across 52 states, they haven't used the word meal deal anywhere.
They don't have the kind of place where you can roll in, just buy a sandwich and eat.
They do have a Pret now.
Yeah, they do have Pret's in New York.
Anyway,
they do.
I didn't really want to talk about sandwiches.
No, but this is interesting.
This isn't interesting. It is up there with your 10 minutes with Tom Allen where you just discuss sourdough.
It is interesting. And also, you can't just roll in America and eat something. You have to like sit down and have a waiter that you have to tip and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I do know that.
I know, but Americans listening to this will be like having their minds blown. Going,
no,
oh my
won't.
God, where is this place called Boots? Well, I can just go in and get a sandwich. You don't have to tip anyone. Anyway, carry on.
So Boots asked me to write an article called The Importance of Pronouns. And they did that because we have a podcast called A Gay and a Non-Gay. And as part of our podcast, we created some merch, pronoun tees, that were giving money to Mermaids Charity.
Yeah.
at gaynongay.com. So Boots asked me to write this article, and I did, and I cited some research from the Trevor Project, which is a huge charity in the US for LGBTQ plus people. And in their research, they said, Dan,
the Trevor Project's 2020 National Survey on LGBTQ youth mental health found that trans and gay non-binary youth who reported having their pronouns respected by all or most of the people in their lives attempted suicide at half the rate of those who did not have their pronouns respected. The Trevor Project, 2020.
Thanks, Dan. So obviously, you know, that is a study that has been conducted. Over 35,000 people took part in that study. So that's a pretty huge bit of evidence. And it's kind of common sense, to be fair, that respecting someone's pronoun, who they are, might save their lives, right?
Yeah.
So I quoted that and said that you were 50% less likely to end your life if people respected your pronouns. So you could literally save someone's life by using pronouns. Why wouldn't you do it? That's kind of what I wrote in this Boots Health and Beauty magazine. And transphobia, gender critical people on Twitter came for the article after seeing it in shops, and they suggested that I was encouraging people to end their life. And they mentioned suicidal ideation, said it was all sorts of horrible things. And as you know, as a listener to this podcast, or if you're a new listener, maybe you don't, I have had suicidal thoughts and went on a significantly long mental health journey. So it really upset me that people would suggest I was trying to encourage people to do that. And I mean, it's, if you're listening to this, it's pretty obvious that that is not what I was doing, but it's not nice having someone question you like that.
Yeah. But I think the point is, James was actually trying to push his shirt business.
So that's another thing people said. They said that I was trying to push my t-shirt business. Do you know what? I'm going to be real here as well. This t-shirt, this business, this merch, it's not a t-shirt business. We're a podcast. Like, we don't necessarily even, I don't even think we've sold a t-shirt. We sold one t-shirt in the build up to Christmas. And you probably think it's not cool to admit that. I don't think it matters because we're not a t-shirt business. It's just there because it's there.
Yeah.
I think it's really lovely. And we did sell loads when we first started it, and we raised some money for mermaids, but all these people were like, oh, he's just trying to sell his t-shirts by talking about suicide. He's using suicide to blackmail us to buy his t-shirts. No, I'm not. And I'm sure the majority of people read that and went, oh great, I'll start putting my pronouns in my email signature, wonderful. But a group of people weren't happy. I think they're issue was with the word literally. So now I'm going to hand over to Dan, because Dan is much better at the English language than me. Can you see why saying using someone's pronouns could literally save their lives is problematic?
And I don't,
I won't be upset.
I honestly don't feel qualified to comment on that. It is dramatic, but it probably is literal.
Well, I think it's literal. I mean, it's a fact that people are half as likely to end their lives, according to this research, and multiple bodies that have also researched a similar thing, including Harvard University and McKinsey, who both support that trans people need pronouns and call it discriminatory otherwise.
The other issue that seemed to be that they didn't cite, which isn't really your responsibility, it's the publisher, isn't it? They didn't cite the studies.
Yeah, they didn't cite the Trevor Project in the copy.
Which is sort of journalism 101, so therefore that's obviously just inviting trouble.
Yeah.
Wasn't this months ago?
And at the time, Boots replied to the people, the transphobia on Twitter, and they quoted where the research had come from. They quoted the Trevor Project, and they put a link to the article, and they released this statement. We apologize for any misleading suggestions as a result of this article. We recognize that this is a very complex and sensitive subject. The article written by James Barr intended to highlight the importance of respecting personal pronouns. It referred to the findings of the Trevor Project's 2021 National Survey on LGBTQ youth mental health. The survey can be accessed here. Now, personally, I don't think that this article is misleading. I know it's not, because I trust the Trevor Project and they are an internationally respected body. It's legit research. There's not anything misleading about it. Boots, I think, put that out very quickly without thinking, which in my opinion is a mistake. And then what happened is transphobia got even more rife, and it ended up in the Mail on Sunday, and it's quoted as Boots saying sorry for pronoun article.
Yeah, right.
I stand by what I wrote. I've contacted so many people about it. I've spoken to Mermaids. I've got a statement from Mermaids Charity. Their statement is as follows. Mermaids agrees that pronouns play a critical role in affirming a trans person's identity. It's essential that people are respectful of other people's pronouns and the important role they play. And your article for Boots highlighted this.
Did you enjoy being in the Madden Sunday?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
I enjoyed you being in the... I was like, oh, James Barr. Like, because you were really? Named in, like, the sub-headline, James Barr. Not even presenter, it was just, like, James Barr, as if like, it's obvious to the public at large.
Do you know what my mum said?
What?
She said, why are they writing an article about you? You're not even famous. That's what my mum said. How funny is that?
So...
I mean, she's got a good point. Why are they? And I'll tell you why. It's because transphobes are out here to literally tear down anyone that wants to suggest that pronouns are important.
Yeah.
And they will come for you. And it's especially rife when you mention suicide. But here's a quote from a new friend of mine I was chatting to on Twitter called Ava. And Ava said, and I think this is really important, if it's accepted that saying man up can negatively harm a man's mental health and lead to suicide or thoughts of suicide, then it should be equally accepted that misgendering someone could do the same. I'm sorry if this is upsetting to anyone. And I don't protest to be perfect ever. I don't even know if I am a trans ally. I'm sounding like you here, but like, I just want to do the right thing and help people.
So have you spoken to Boots about this?
I have, because Dan, I am being a bad boss bitch here, and I've told them my concerns about trans and non-binary youth seeing that Mail on Sunday article and being confused as to why Boots would apologize, because it's written in such a dodgy way, and the Mail on Sunday don't care about trans lives or LGBTQ plus people, so they've written it to make it sound like Boots have apologized for pronouns and saying that using pronouns is misleading. They've completely twisted it. So yes, although it was a clumsy statement, the Daily Mail, the Mail on Sunday, have made it infinitely worse. And so I've told them they need to support LGBTQ plus people. It's just this suicide thing. I think if I hadn't mentioned that incredibly important research from the Trevor Project that I stand by, I think if I hadn't mentioned that, everything would be different. But because transphobia is so on it when it comes to suicide, because it's a legitimate factual piece of evidence that tells you how important pronouns are, they want to come for you. They want to shut that down. They're not happy to have that conversation. And it's because of people like this, Stephanie Davis Arai from the monitoring group Transgender Trend. Now, if you've not heard of them, don't Google them. They are an organization that literally scours the internet for any positive stories about trans people and diminishes them. And they were quoted in the Mail on Sunday saying, lobby organizations have pushed the message that a child, side note, I never mentioned children at all during this article, that a child who is not affirmed as the opposite sex is more likely to attempt suicide on the basis of no evidence. And it's just classic. It's like after Boots put that statement out, quoting the research, they had hundreds of replies saying, where's the research? I don't believe this. This is nonsense. This is made up. It's like, no, it's not. It's not made up. You can see it's not. They asked 35,000 people to respond. How is that made up? And all of these concerned parents are out here to shut down our voices, to silence us. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I refuse to be silenced. And there's nothing you can do about it.
So what are you going to do now?
I want to. Do you know what I want to do? I want to get back to pronouns. I want to get rid of all this transphobia. I want to move on. And I want to get back to the message that this article started from, the importance of pronouns. And I want to create something that reaffirms Boots' support for pronouns and LGBTQ plus youth. And I'm hoping that they're on board with that. But there's no point getting into an argument with the Daily Mail, the Mail on Sunday, or transphobic people. There's just no point. Like, that is such a waste of airtime. It's so much better to create something meaningful and positive. So I'm hoping that that's what comes out of this. Although I'm very upset about the Mail on Sunday using this to throw gas on their already large transphobia fire, I think more people would have read this and got something good out of it than the people that tweeted about it to say they were upset by it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't let a couple of people ruin something for everyone, because whilst the
a vocal minority have expressed an opinion. I think the vast majority of people, I agree with you that the vast majority of people who would have read it might have learned something positive about trans people, which can only be a good thing, right?
A gay and a non-gay.
I'm kind of intrigued because I know that at some point, be it in a month or a year or whatever, they'll come for me for something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just a matter of time, right?
But will they? Because you're straight, and I don't know if that affords you a luxury that I don't have.
But if they do, I'm interested as to how it will play out.
Me too.
Because part of me, and tell me if I'm wrong, part of me is like, if you want to waste your own time flinging like abuse at me that I won't read, that feels like a better outcome than flinging it on a vulnerable trans person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Agreed. Yeah, I agree. And that's why I'm happy I wrote this and not someone else.
By the way, are you sad about Meatloaf?
Am I meant to be sad about Meatloaf?
I don't know. I thought that would be someone that you might have sort of enough crossover appeal for you to be.
I mean, he was in Spice World, so...
Yeah, and one of his biggest tunes is with Cher.
Is it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Dead Ringing for Love.
I'd actually forgotten about that. Yeah. Is Cher upset about Meatloaf?
I would imagine so.
Then yeah. I'm upset about Meatloaf. Are you upset about Meatloaf?
It is sad, and he's an absolute legend.
Did you like the new Years and Years album?
I do really like Years and Years. I haven't listened to the album yet.
Ollie's amazing. The new album is so good. It like picks up where the 80s left off. It feels like the end of It's a Sin. And then Ollie went and got into a studio and just blasted out this incredible album. It's like Erasure, Pet Shop Boys, Kylie. It's so 80s.
I'll check it out. I've seen them at South by Southwest and they were incredible.
Anyway. And I'll check out Meatloaf.
Well, it's a bit late.
Rest in peace, Meatloaf.
Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can support James Barr's t-shirt business.
Please don't, actually. I don't want you to buy a t-shirt.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, it's not. Donate to Mermaids, okay? Or the Trevor Project in the US. Thanks very much for listening. We're a gay and a non-gay. You can follow us on socials. Please share our podcast. It's @gayandongay.